Here's Halloran with something to think about.
I don't know what a future terrorist looks like. Does a future terrorist say good morning? Evidently, yes. Does a future terrorist hang out with his friends and tailgate and wear orange on Friday in Tennessee? Yes. Does a future terrorist take funny yearbook photos? Yeah. Does a future terrorist raise his hand and swear these words? I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject of or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Yes, Mohammed Abdul Aziz did all of the above. If I knew him, based on those things, I wouldn't have known that he was destined to be a demon of destruction. Now that we don't have to look for planes crashing into buildings, what exactly do we look for? Because in order to deploy evil, you don't have to cross physical borders. The poison moves on the internet, and there's no border patrol on the internet. So hate infects, affects, but what does it look like when it starts? Evil wears polos and khakis too. May God give us the discernment and discipline to see the evil before it rises and neutralize it. And may God bless the families of those fallen Marines in our great state. Just something to think about.
Tune in for Triple H mornings, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.